Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being one of my videos. Jim Blasingame. If you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazera is here. Greg is an engineer by trade, an environmentalist by trade and education. He's the author of Just the Fracks, Ma'am, The Truth About Hydrofracking. Also learned leadership. He's a leadership expert, too, and he represents the Shale Crescent, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. He's our good friend, Greg. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim, always.
It's good to have you back. Folks, a fair warning, I just want you to know, as you know, on my show, I don't talk politics, but I do talk policy. Because policy is what politicians create, and that's what affects us. So I don't get into the politics as much as I do the policy, but sometimes when we do that, Greg, it causes us to have to take a side. And so just fair warning, folks, that's probably going to happen a little bit today, at least on my side. Greg, what I want you to do first is I want you to help me develop the essentialness, the importance, the imperative in today's world of the United States of America being energy independent, including the role that the Shale Crescent plays in that. Can you help me develop that, please?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Jim, and I guess what happened, maybe people forgot what happened during the energy crisis, what happened during the Arab oil embargo, when we were depending on OPEC to send us our oil. I mean, I don't like to be dependent on anybody at that level. And I think the thrill for me when we went through this whole shale gas revolution, and then it's really a drilling revolution, the ability to drill horizontally, you know, 3 miles underground and create these massive wells. For us to be able to be energy independent, geopolitically, it gives us strength. But it gives us control of our own destiny. We're in control. We don't have to worry about a bunch of people in a smoke-filled room at OPEC deciding what you and I are going to pay for gasoline. So that's – and it's not just –
And compromise our security, compromise our positions. Folks, politics – geopolitics is a complicated system. And when you're compromised in one area – and you're not able to push back on something that's bad because you're compromised, that's not good for the world. And when the United States can't do that, we're not the only ones who suffer. The rest of the world suffers. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe people, aren't old enough to remember even the energy crisis, remember the pandemic when people like Governor Cuomo is thrilled to get a plane full of ventilators from China.
Right.
When we don't have our own PPE. We got nurses running around in Michigan in garbage bags because they don't have gowns. So we learned manufacturing get away from us.
Because we didn't have redundant supply chains, and we're unilateral on the supply chain to China, which is at a compromised position.
Absolutely. So it really cost people their lives, Jim. When we can't supply our own personal protective equipment, when we can't have our own medical equipment, we got to hope that China will be good enough to send us that stuff when there's a pandemic.
Right.
That's not good. But I'm still upset that we're getting over 80% of our prescription drugs from out of the country.
People would be amazed.
And I know Trump's in the process of changing that. We've got to change that.
We've got to change our supply chains. There's no question about it. We've got to at least have redundancy. But the point is, back to the energy independence, China has to import their energy. That makes them less competitive. We don't have to import it. As you've taught us on the show before, America can build a factory on top of the energy source here, and the energy never see the light of day before it becomes a product.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, politics aside, but Biden says he's going to bring manufacturing back. I've heard that right. That's worked his way into his rhetoric. But he can't do that if he bans fracking.
Well, that's where I want to go. Hold on to that thought. I don't want to get to that too quick. I want to do that in the next segment. I want to continue to remind people that the different reasons why we must be energy independent, and the Green New Deal is the enemy. If you believe that, America benefits, the world benefits from the United States of America being energy independent and using the resources that we have, then you'd have to accept the fact that the Green New Deal is the enemy of that philosophy. What do you think, Greg?
It absolutely is. And, you know, the Green New Deal, 95% of the energy sources on there, and that's their betting on wind and solar. I don't understand, Jim, how people don't grasp that at night solar panels don't work.
That's right.
Which means half the time, if you got a solar panel, it's not going to produce electricity.
And a whole lot of the country doesn't have a lot of wind.
Right. So when you put those two together, we've lost. With the Green New Deal, we no longer have 24-hour-a-day electricity.
That's right.
That's the bottom line, if they even try to implement that. But what they forget, you can't even have wind and solar without fossil fuels. Because
right.
Oil and gas aren't just fuels, they're feedstock. And that's the key that we have. We not only have energy, but we have our own feedstock. And feedstock, in other words, if I wanted to make, whether it's a computer or a ventilator or a mask, I've got to have petrochemicals, polyethylene, ethane, butane, propane. Those key building blocks
plastics
are the building blocks of the products.
As the guy said to Benjamin in the graduate, plastics, right? So
exactly.
So these are things, folks, that it's just not that simple. You can't flip over and become and to the Green New Deal, even over the next 10 years. And the other thing that gets me, Greg, is the disingenuousness, the dishonesty of the argument of the zealots, the climate change zealots, because they refuse to give America credit for the decarbonization that we've accomplished in the last 25 years. We're at
Absolutely.
1990 Kyoto Accord levels, and they will not recognize that. I'm going to take a quick break, and we come back. I'm going to get Greg to tell us whether Pennsylvania believes Mr. Trump or Mr. Biden in their claims about energy. After the break, stay with us. We're going up
around the Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.